Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, joined by new Eagles guard Brandon Brooks inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Brandon, welcome to Philadelphia. How was the free agency process for you? Some guys, I can imagine, it's stressful. For some, it's exciting. How would you describe it?
Honestly, I try to stay calm, cool, and collective. But, you know, once Monday came, I was anxious and excited. You know, it's like, you know, getting drafted again, but you kind of, depending on how you play, kind of have your pick or your choice as far as kind of where and, you know, with fit and stuff like that. But once free agency opened, you know, I was just so anxious on pins and needles trying to figure out everything. So,
Brandon, you were meant to be an Eagle because years ago, the draft pick the Texans used to select you originally belonged to Philadelphia. So it's just all coming full circle. And now that you're here in Philadelphia, number of former Texans on the team, guys like Connor Barwin, Donnie Jones, did any of them reach out to you during the free agency process?
Connor Barwin was the first guy to reach out to me.
Really?
You know, just telling me good things about the city, about the fans, about the organization. Really value, you know, Connor's opinion. Obviously, he's been a good player for some time now. So, that was the first guy to reach out to me, along with some other players.
You said during your press conference, a number of the offensive linemen were texting you, recruiting you to come to Philly. How did that make you feel? Did that make you feel like, you know, maybe I want to go here to Philadelphia and see what's going on there?
Yeah, it made me feel wanted. It made me feel, you know, like a part of the family. You know, Jason Peter was the first guy to, you know, text me. And then from there it was Kelsey. And then from there it was Lane Johnson. So, you know, talking to all those guys. And, you know, I'd say for some time, you know, the Eagles were on top of my list and a place that I wanted to be. And as soon as it was free agency officially open, let's do it. That was the first thing. So,
Brandon, you've had some time, chance to spend some time with head coach Doug Peterson. He was a former quarterback in the league, so I'm sure he appreciates a good offensive lineman as much as anyone else. What are your initial thoughts of Doug from the time you spent with him?
I think he's a great person, first and foremost. I think he's also a great leader. You know, also talking to him, I went to dinner with him last night. You know, just getting to know him at the same time, you know, I feel like, you know, he's been in my shoes as a player, like you said. So, you know, he'll understand, you know, if practice is going, you know, a certain way, how to fix it and things of that nature from a player standpoint as well as a head coach's standpoint. So I think he has an advantage.
Brandon, can you reflect on your journey for a second from going back to your time at Miami of Ohio where you were not invited to the combine to now being a first day big ticket free agent signing of the Philadelphia Eagles? What do you think has been the biggest thing, the biggest reason why you're here today?
Probably two things, you know, trying to work hard and keeping a blue-collar mentality. And second is listening, you know, listening to my coaches. You know, you may not agree with your coach all the time, but it is his job to get you to be the best player you can be. And I think if you follow what your coach and your head coach, you know, are telling you to do, I think, you know, sky's the limit.
Brandon, you came into the league 355 pounds, am I correct?
Yes.
I'm sure you knew this was going to come out at some point today. Yes. I don't know exactly what you weigh at today, but you've lost a lot of weight since the time you've come into the league. What was the biggest change for you? What was the biggest reason that you felt like in order to take yourself to the next level, you had to get your body in top-notch condition?
Well, I weighed in a day at 334.
There we go. Okay.
There you go. You know, when I was 355, and I played that, you know, when I was a senior in college and coming out and probably most of my first year, it was just the game is a lot faster. And although I was, you know, one of the probably bigger guys in the NFL at that time, I needed to be faster, especially in pass pro, especially in the run game, you know, beating people to spots, being able to keep up with linebackers when they're running on different angles and stuff like that, along with, you know, it helps my endurance, helps me last longer during the games. So, you know, I feel good at this weight. I've been playing, you know, at this weight for the last 2-3 years. So,
Brandon, do you feel the guard position in the NFL has changed? Because quarterbacks get rid of the ball so much quicker now that it's harder for the guys on the edges to get in. So teams, especially defenses, are using the interior guys to be able to push and get at the quarterback. Do you feel that's changed the guard position in the last couple of years?
I'd probably say it made guards more athletic because you got, you know, more athletic guys over at the three position, athletic guys at the nose, and, you know, guys who play in who even come inside sometimes on, say, third down or, like, nickel packages, stuff like that. So, you know, it's made guards, I'd probably say, you know, a lot better in pass pro, have to work on their feet a lot more instead of just being, I guess, you know, say back in the day, just big, you know, strong guys. You actually got to, you know, be athletic and be able to move.
Brandon, my last question, who are the linemen that you emulate in the NFL? Who are the guys you've modeled your game after?
Well, when I was in Houston, one guy I really looked up to was Dwayne Brown. You know, great leader, great emotional leader, and also a great player. You know, showed me how to watch tape. You know, Chris Myers when I was there as well. You know, two guys I really looked up to. But growing up, you know, I looked at Larry Allen. Physical guy, nasty guy. Loved the way he played, but didn't really say a word. You know, let his play do the talking and kind of go from there.
Can't wait to have that style of play here in Philadelphia with you. New Eagles guard Brandon Brooks here joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Chris McPherson. Everyone, have a great Eagles night.